Hello?
It's just me. Where are you?
Oh, I'm sorry for waking you from your nap. I texted you, but obviously you were asleep. I saw that you were here, so I just let myself in. Remember, you shared your location with me a couple months back when we met in the park, and you never turned it off. So yeah. I saw that you were here, so I came over. I didn't know you were napping, though. I just thought maybe you didn't hear the phone ding. I'm sorry. Here, I should leave. I'm sorry for waking you. No, I shouldn't have come over. I was just, I don't know, having a bad mental health day, and I wanted to be with someone. Someone I know will understand and just, I don't know. Give me a hug and tell me it'll be okay. Yeah, of course it's you. You're my best friend. You're always there for me when I need you, but I shouldn't have assumed. No. I shouldn't have come. I'll just leave. I'm sorry. I shouldn't. Are you sure? Thanks. It's really sweet of you to forgive me for barging in on you like this. See? Always there for me when I need you. It's just feeling, you know, depressed, unworthy, lonely, unloved. The standard array of depressive feelings. I'm not like wanting to hurt myself or anything. I just really need to connect with someone just for a few minutes. You're feeling down too? Well then, let's do what best friends do. I'll make sure you know you're loved, and you can do the same for me. No, don't get up. You look cozy. Can I just join you? A cuddle nap may be just what I need. No, I mean it. Don't move an inch. Just, here, let me crawl in behind you and be your big spoon. I mean, if that's okay. It's okay that you're only in your underwear. I've seen you in shorts before, and it's just snuggling. I'm okay with it if you are. Yeah? Okay. I'll go around to the other side of the bed and snuggle in behind you. I'll even strip off my top layer of clothes so we're both vulnerable in our undies. Here, lift your head up so I can get my arms around you properly. You're so warm. I'm glad I feel nice against you. You feel nice against me, too. It's been like 10 seconds and it's already doing wonders for me. I feel content just by being next to you and holding you. It makes me feel connected and loved. Exactly what I've not been feeling today. It's nice being the little spoon, right? Feeling arms envelop you and make you feel safe and loved. You deserve those feelings, too. You smell really nice. Is that a body wash? Oh, it's a good one. Hey, I want you to know how much I appreciate having you as a friend. I appreciate that you let me vent to you about boys, and you support me when I'm having a bad day. You know, like today. You're such a good friend to me, and honestly, sometimes I think I don't deserve it. I appreciate you saying that. That's why you're the one I thought of when I needed some love. You're my very best friend, and I love you. Yeah, I kissed your back. And I'm gonna do it again. It's convenient for my lips. I feel so much better just being with you and having you next to me. It's just what the doctor ordered. It's like all of my worries and fears melted away because I know at least one person wants me in their life and is willing to sacrifice nap time for me. It's a pretty big compliment. Can I hold your hand? I'm gonna hold it right here against your chest. Standard spooning handhold position. Shut up! Yeah, okay, I smelled you again. It's your fault for smelling so good. Hey, why have you never made a move on me? Like, why have you never asked me out on a date with you? Sure, when we first met, I was dating Mike. You were dating Annie for a while, too. But you've been single for like a year, and I've been single almost as long. Well, then, why haven't you made a move? Oh, shut up. What do you mean you're not my type? I am not out of your league. We're totally in the same league. I dated one jock for a few months, and he turned out to be a huge jerk. How does that make them my type? And I like your body. You're like a big teddy bear. I love cuddling with you. You're the best cuddler. Calling you a teddy bear is not calling you fat. Stop it. If you were repulsive, I wouldn't be lying here next to you, half naked, with my arms wrapped around you. Seriously, you need to stop being mean to yourself, or I'm gonna get mad at you. No, I won't tolerate anyone saying mean things about my best friend, even if it's my best friend saying those things. Okay, look at it this way. I didn't have to get into your bed and nap with you. I did it because I wanted this body. Your body. Next to mine. Right? Good. I'm glad you see it my way. I'm right about these things. Well, let's face it. I'm right about pretty much everything. Oh, hush, little spoon. I can kiss your back if I want. It's not against the spooning rules, and you can't stop me. So take that. I am so glad you asked. It's the International Spooning Commission that makes the rules. Yeah, they're a panel of 20 to 30 intimacy experts from around the world that set the spooning rules and regulations in order to assure maximum spoonage. Spoonage is so a word. It's like what you feel when you're spooning. That happy, content feeling you're experiencing right now. Right now, we are both basking in spoonage. Yeah, a lot of people assume they're based in Paris, but they're actually headquartered in Budapest, Hungary. I know a lot of things that might surprise you. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. We've established that we're both currently single, and I like your cuddly body. So, why haven't you asked me out? Okay, see? That's a good reason that I can totally understand. We have a really great friendship, and if you thought that I wasn't interested, then that would make it super awkward and potentially ruin it. I understand your reluctance. But, on the other hand, what if I was interested? That could mean that we could get even closer and the friendship might grow even stronger. Okay, that's a fair question. I would say that the reason I've never asked you out is because we have a really good friendship and I thought you weren't interested and it might make things awkward and potentially ruin. I think you should ask me out. How should I know if I'll say yes? You haven't asked yet. Well, my advice to you, speaking as your best friend, is that if there's a girl you really, really like, take a chance and ask her out. Especially if she's, like, super sexy. That's a question I wasn't expecting. Will I go out on a date with you? We're best friends. Won't that make it weird between us? I don't know. I'm going to have to think about this. I'm interested in this date, but I need more details. When would you like to go on this date? Yeah, I'm free tomorrow afternoon. And what do you propose we do on this date? Dinner and movie sounds great. As long as the dinner's takeout from that burger place down the street and the movie's on Netflix. Ooh, and I get to choose the movie. Cuddling while watching isn't just allowed, it's mandatory. Well, in that case, my answer is yes. I would love to go on a date with you. Ooh, but I want to tell you something up front. I don't have sex on the first date. Never have. So if you're asking me out just to get into my pants, then... Okay. As long as you agree to those terms, then it's a date. And the back kiss makes it official. No, not every date needs a back kiss to make it official. That's only a requirement if the date is accepted while being a big spoon. Look, I don't make the rules. Take your complaint to the International Spooning Commission. Wait, let go of my hand for a second. There, that's better. Do you not like the feeling of my boobs against your back? I can put my bra back on if you'd like. I was just trying to steal a little more of your body warmth. I'm not trying to tease you. I would never do such a thing. I'm a good girl. Okay, my arm's falling asleep. It's time for you to be Big Spoon. Quit complaining and roll over and hold me, damn it. Why are you being so shy all of a sudden? Fine. I'll just roll away from you and be cold and lonely again. All that work you did to make me feel wanted and loved will be undone as I waste away as a lonely single spoon. Just a sad, lonely, braless spoon. It was uncomfortable, so I took it off. Oh, I'm so cold. I sure wish some handsome, strong man would wrap his arms around me and keep me warm. Ah, that's better. I knew you'd see it my way. Okay, now give me your hand. I'm not holding it against my boobs. I'm holding it against my chest. Like I said before, standard spooning hand-holding position. It's not my fault that my boobs happen to be located on my chest. You have to blame evolution for that one. Snuggle closer. Your arms are nice and tight around me, but your bottom half isn't spooning properly. What do you mean you're good? Spoon correctly. No, it's against the rules to half spoon. It's a serious violation of spoon law. I swear to God, if you don't spoon properly right now, I am going to report you, and you're going to be banned from spooning for a year. Fine. Be stubborn. If you won't spoon properly, then I'll do it myself.
Ah, there we go. That's what I was missing.
Don't apologize. I was expecting you to be hard. That's why I wanted you to snuggle closer. Yes, really. Your thing feels really nice against my butt. I like it. Shut up. I can call it a thing if I want to. The rules don't regulate terminology. Fine. Your dick feels nice against my booty. Your hard, warm cock feels really, really nice against my big, soft ass. Better? I'm not grinding. I'm just trying to get cozy. It's true, though. I don't have sex on first dates. I'm serious, bud. You're not getting laid tomorrow. This isn't sex. This is just spooning. Okay, well, it's advanced spooning then. Of course it's covered by the rules. Section 4, paragraph 3. Look it up. What are you talking about? It doesn't feel small at all. No. It feels really nice, actually. It's hard as a rock. No, I can't really tell how big it is just from rubbing it on my butt. Here. Well, now that it's in my hand, I can tell you for sure that it's fine. Better than fine, I mean. I haven't seen a lot of dicks, but this is definitely on the bigger side. Beside the one guy I dated who was sizable, was actually terrible in bed. He thought that his big dick was enough. We only slept together twice before I kicked him to the curb. He was only in it for his own pleasure. He wouldn't even go down on me. He outright refused. But, yeah, anyway, your cock is fine. And even if it was smaller, I'd still enjoy doing this with you. I'll start rubbing it against my butt again. I'm glad my hand felt nice on it. I'll wait till you feel my mouth on it. Why don't you rub my tits while you grind that hard cock against my ass? You're really turning me on. No, still not sex. It's just a boob massage. Oh, your hands feel nice. I'm sorry, my boobs aren't bigger. See? Doesn't it suck when your friend puts themselves down unnecessarily? Well, you still want them to be bigger, but nah, I'm content with them just the way they are. I like my boobs. Well, I'm glad to hear I'm not the only one. Tell me what you like about them. Man, you have a way with words. I'm officially putting you in charge of my boobs fan club. Well, I mean, right now, you and I are the only official members. Maybe I'll let you take some pictures of them to post on Reddit, and we'll see if we can get a few more fans. Oh, God. Well, if you kiss my neck like that, you're gonna drive me crazy. Love having my neck kissed. Yeah, but I was only kissing your back, which is allowed under the rules of the International Spooning Commission. Neck kisses are different. No, they're not technically against the rules. You can keep doing it. I won't file a report against you. Oh, your breath on my neck is so sexy. And your hand massaging my tits feels amazing. You can pinch my nipple a little harder if you want. I like it. Oh, yeah, just like that. Twist them between your fingers a little. That's perfect. Baby, you're turning me on so much. No, I didn't call you baby. I called you bestie. You're hearing things. Yeah, you're really turning me on. Can't you tell? Well, put your hand in my panties and feel how wet I am. No, that's not sex. That's just proving my excitement to a doubtful partner. That's a totally allowed exception. Though this is the first time I've made the exception. Oh. See? You see how wet I am for you? Take your time. Really feel around. Make sure you're convinced. Feel my clit. How swollen it is. It's more proof. Take off my panties, please. I want you to have full access. No, you're not convinced yet. I might be lying to you. I might not be excited at all. Keep feeling my wet pussy lips, please. Please? Felt so good. It's not sex, it's loud. Well, then fuck the rules. Just keep playing with my pussy, please. Oh, I hate my stupid first aid rules. I hate that you're making me stick to them. Well, take off my panties anyway, and take yours off too. At least then I can feel that hard cock directly against my ass. It feels so good. Rub your cock up and down the crack of my ass. So hot. Mm. Wait. There's a loophole. Yeah. No, not anal. Different loophole. And that would definitely count as sex. I don't do anal until the 5th date. Well, I haven't actually done anal with anyone, regardless of the number of dates. But I've played around with my own butt, and I'm curious. Right, the loophole. Okay, when is our date? Tomorrow afternoon, right? So technically, if we fucked right now, it wouldn't be fucking on the first date. It'd just be friends with benefits thing. Right? Today just friends, tomorrow we're dating. So right now, it's perfectly acceptable to be friends with benefits. So just lie back and let me get on top of you and give you a nice, hot, wet, tight benefit all over that great cock of yours. Shut up. It makes perfect sense. Get on your back and let me ride you. Okay, please get on your back and let me ride you. Oh, fuck. You kiss great, too. That we can definitely do on our first date. Well, you can put on a condom if you want, but I'm on birth control. It's up to you. I'd rather have you raw. I've never actually let a man fuck me without a condom before. I told him it's because I didn't want to get pregnant, but mostly I just didn't trust them enough. There's no one in the world I trust more than you. And I really, really want you to feel my pussy for real. I'll tell you what. Before I put it in, I'll just rub my pussy up and down on your cock so you can decide if you like how it feels. Like this. Does it feel nice, baby? Oh, slide across your dick so easily. I'm so fucking wet. Feels very nice to me. Especially if I stop right here and rub my clit against the head of your cock. Kiss me while I tease your cock. Oops. Oh no, it slid in. Should I get off you so you can put on a condom? I didn't think so. Oh god, I can't believe I had to convince you not to wear a condom. I can tell you one thing for sure. You are definitely not too small. Oh, you feel great inside of me. Oh, it's a nice stretch every time I slide down deeper. Kiss me while you fuck me. Oh. Body feel amazing. Rubbing my back and my hands. This grinding makes my clit rub against you. Oh, it's gonna make me come. Oh, you're gonna make me come, baby. come on your cock. Get on top. I want to feel your weight on top of me. Don't take it out. Just roll over with me. Okay, that was fun. Oh, yeah. Maybe fuck me. Oh, fuck me, baby. Oh, I get so much deeper this way. Oh, you can go harder, baby. You can fuck me as hard as you want. I just want to make you feel good. That's your pussy to use. Oh, it's all for you. Oh, I'm gonna rub my clit while you fuck me so good. Oh, baby, come for me. Oh, come deep inside my pussy. Look, I want you to give me my first cream pie. I want to feel your all come inside of me. Oh, come for me, baby. Come in my pussy. Come for me. Oh, my God. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, I can feel you shooting your load inside of me. No, keep fucking me. Please don't stop. Oh, I'm so close to coming again. Oh, I want to come all over your cock while it's covered in our sloppy cup. Please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please. 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 No. No, oh, God. Please don't stop. Don't stop. I'm going to come again. I'm going to come again. I'm going to come again. Kiss me, kiss me. Oh, am I overstimulating you? Sorry. No, you can't take it out. I'm gonna hold you inside of me and milk every drop out of your cock. I think you have a few more drops in there. Plus, it's fun watching you squirm while I squeeze your cock. Is it sensitive? Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll let you go as long as you lie down next to me and cuddle me. Deal? Oh man, those are some serious benefits. It's a shame we can't do that again on our date tomorrow. No, rules are rules. I'm a good girl. No, I can't stay and do it again. After we snuggle for a bit, I really need to go home. See, I've got a hot date tomorrow with this super handsome guy. I really, really like him. Well, he's really nice. He's funny. He's a good kisser. And he smells really, really good. Well, I have to figure out what to wear and scan through Netflix to find a good movie to watch and get some sleep so I'm well rested for the date. This guy's really special, and I have to be at my best. Wanna know a secret? I told him he's not going to get laid. And that's true. But what he doesn't know is that I might bend the rules a little and suck his dick. Maybe I'll even let him eat me out if he wants. But you can't